The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod.
July 22nd.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1962, Mariner 1 lifted off, the first NASA space probe designed to explore Venus. Just one problem: nearly 300 seconds after it left the ground, Mariner 1's Atlas Agena booster rocket went out of control, and ground controllers sent a self-destruct signal so it would blow itself to bits harmlessly in the air, rather than allowing it to crash into an inhabited coastal area. Mariner 1's mission would be taken up by its identical twin, Mariner 2, which launched a month later. In 2015, three new crew members were headed to the International Space Station, but their Soyuz spacecraft wasn't running at full power. One of the solar panels, which are supposed to deploy once the vehicle is in orbit, was stuck. That's the bad news. The good news was that Soyuz launches were now typically on a fast-track trajectory that got them from the launch pad to the ISS in mere hours, so it really wasn't that big a deal. And of course, the solar panel deployed once the Soyuz docked at the space station. In 2019, India launched the second Chandramayaan mission, sent to look for water ice deposits on the surface of the moon. The search wasn't just meant to be conducted from orbit, either. Chandramayaan 2 included a lander-rover combo that would have searched for ice at ground level, but sadly, that lander didn't make it to the lunar surface intact. Actress Louise Fletcher, who starred in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and later had a recurring role as the scheming Kai Winn on Star Trek Deep Space Nine, was born in 1934.
The people need leadership to return to the old values, yours and mine.
I can think of no one more worthy of being the next Kai than you, Winn. I shall do everything in my power to see that you are.
The prophets are smiling on you today, Minister.
Actor Terrence Stamp featured in such movies as Star Wars Episode I and the Christopher Reeve Superman movies, was born in 1939.
Join us. You have been known to disagree with the Council before. Yours could become an important voice in the new order, second only to my own. I offer you a chance for greatness, Jor-El. Take it. Join us. You will bow down before me, Jor-El!
Born in 1964, actress and musical theater star Bonnie Langford, who was somewhat controversially cast as the Doctor's companion Melanie during Colin Baker's brief tenure as Doctor Who.
Oh, without the Doctor, we'd have all ended up on the Vervoid's revolting compost heap.
A unique solution.
Out of this world.
An appropriate expression, wouldn't you say, my lords?
Appropriate? Something's going wrong here. I can sense it. You said the truth couldn't harm you. Yet I have a feeling I'm attending a lynching party.
Rhys Ifans was born in 1968. Colin Ferguson, Eureka's Sheriff Jack Carter, was born in 1972. In 1975, college students Bill Gates and Paul Allen delivered the first working basic programming language for the Altair 8800 computer. The Altair's manufacturer, MITS in Albuquerque, bought it on the spot, and thus began a little company called Microsoft. In 2016, Kirk, Spock, and McCoy were back on the big screen in Star Trek Beyond.
You're jamming us.
Magnify, Mr. Sulu. What is this?
Shields up! Ready!
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcast and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic, arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Kane.
Hello, Apollo 11, Houston, how did it go, over?
Let's open up the LRL doors, Charlie.
Roger, we got you coming home. It's well stocked.